previously the system was based on category of hurricane, and category of hurricane is based solely on wind speed. So we've contemplated the other threats associated with the hurricane and have taken now into consideration storm surge, the wind that we had always considered, but flooding and other hazards that would impact the public.
It's a pretty complex process, right, to figure out all these things together and how to get so many people out of town we're talking about.
It's particularly complex in our county, in Duval County and the city of Jacksonville. We have the interaction of the St. Johns River and the other river systems and certainly the Atlantic Ocean. So as the scientists have done their modeling, our system has been most complex, particularly compared to other counties in the state.
This has been a statewide effort to focus on evacuation zones, right?
Yes, the National Weather Service and National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration, working with all states, not just Florida, but those that are certainly prone to potential hurricanes, have taken upon themselves this initiative to work with us and to better inform the public based on the new science, the new imagery, the new methods of determining ground levels, to come up with really the most accurate information and that we can better inform the public about the potential threats associated with a hurricane.
It's my understanding that some of the changes have to do with the storm surge threats.
Certainly the storm surge is significant. And when one looks at the fatalities associated with hurricanes, what we found is that certainly the majority are associated with water, with storm surge and other flooding. Only about 10% of fatalities are associated with the wind, being those winds from the hurricane or tornadoes that often occur with hurricanes.
What's your advice to people listening about their evacuation zone? What do we need to know?
Well, certainly since those zones have changed, we really encourage people this year to know your zone, know your new zone. The zones will be, the information is available with the new maps on jacksready.com.
And you may have known your zone last year, but it could be different for 2014?
They will be different in that we're no longer referring to them as categories 1 through 5. So the zones will be either A through F. A through E are the primary zones, and we've added zone F to encompass areas that we know are prone to freshwater flooding, flooding from rainfall that will obviously be associated with any tropical system that we would have impacting the area.
Anything else you took into consideration, say, about our bridges and roadways?
That's a really great question. We did. We looked at areas that may become isolated because of the storm surge or the flooding. And even though you're in an area that you know will likely be high and dry, you may be, in effect, on an island, which would mean that it would be very difficult, if not impossible, to get emergency services, police, fire, rescue to assist you if you stay behind. So we really do encourage people to heed the evacuation orders and recommendations when those are issued and know your zone.
Stephen Woodard, thank you very much for updating us on evacuation zones, and we appreciate your information.
Thank you.